So it is good day to you, huh? So very good to see your energy, your light, your brightness, your vision, your radiance. Your energy is so big, we need sunglasses to see you, huh? As you know, dearest beings of light, you are the change makers. You are connecting in that energy. We know we are not telling you anything you do not already know. However, for some reason, what we sense is that there are still just a couple of little things in there that you're ready to integrate, huh? And that is what we are here to do, is to help you integrate that. And as we help you integrate that energy, that connection, that focus, that connection to you, we will help you breathe. And as you breathe, you can let go of all those old things that no longer serve your highest good. Is that all right? Are you ready for that? You see, it's those old energies that keep us in places. That those old programs, you are aware of those now, aren't you? Very clearly. You thought about them, you wrote about them, you wrote pages about them. And it's time to let them go. For you see, in that energy, we know you know this, but we're getting that into the cells of your body. Is that all right? That's good, because we would do it anyway. For you see, it is the cells of your body that connect with you. It is the cells of your energy field that activates all of that energy. And when it activates all of that energy, you are connecting more so with you. And when you connect more so with you, now everybody's going to want to sit on the edge, eh? You see, when you are on the edge of your life, that's when the juicy things happen. That's when the energy comes in and expands you. And that energy that expands connects and helps you release that old program that says you have to be perfect before you step forward. That old program that says, oh, I'm not enough, otherwise I can do this. That old program that lets you know that the masters are here for you. For you are the masters. You are the ones. And in that energy of beauty and love, it is nice to see you again. Dearly beloveds, I am so thankful that you are here. I know I ask you to do more than what you thought you could. I know that in that focus, your task on this planet is a powerful one. I know that sometimes you quake in your boots thinking, I need a bigger pair of boots. And yet, what would the world be like if I decided to back away from my task? What would the world be like if I told my father, who is your father too, and mother, and sister and brother, oh no, I think I'll pass this one by. It breaks my heart to think of how many people would live if I had not. And yet, I knew that was my task when I came in. The only difference between you and I, and I tell you this often, is that when I arrived, I knew who I was. And when you arrived, you might have forgotten. But you are me. And I am you. We are one together. Our divine link asked me one time, how come I keep missing love? And when she is the same as you, Marilyn, she is love. So I ask you, anything that separates you from that love? It is time to be done with it. You see, that is what the teachers after me took my words and changed. You must change them back. For you see, the truth is now here. And you know that there is only love. And that love has the strength of everything. So back not away from your purpose, even if you don't know quite what it is yet. These two beings of light will do everything in their power to make sure you understand. As will I. For I never leave your side. Ever. You are why I am here. Some asked if I'm ever going to be resurrected. I say it's too late. I'm already back in your heart. Resurrection is for sissies, right? Better to live in the hearts of all of humanity. So you can take those messages forward. Because I love you so much. Always. Ooh, ah, we always love it when the masters come in, eh? Understand and know that they have charged you with being forward for yourself. Being forward for you. And is it all right if we activate that now? Oh, good. Because you know the answer. understand and know who you are. The more you know about yourself, the better you will understand yourself. It is time to be clear. It is time to take care of yourself. It is time to understand that everything you ever wanted, everything you ever needed, everything you ever experienced is a sacred fluid. You are sacred. The wisdom that you ever thought of is within you. As you understand that, and as you understand all of those stories that you tell yourself about how you cannot do this or how you cannot do that, you are correct. That is your purchase order, according to our dear friend Adironda. And we ask you not to purchase that any longer. You cannot hide behind, "I can't," any longer. You cannot hide behind the facade that you have indeed created for yourself. So you can hide or be small. Not everyone has to stand in front of 100, 500, 1,000 people. Sometimes people get to just plant flowers. Sometimes people get to teach their children. And that is caring for the future. Sometimes people get to touch bodies and heal them just by the touch. What is your task? We know you know it, for it is within you. We know you are here to shift your consciousness. And some of you are here because Kate said so. Can't think of a better way to get you in front of us. For you see, we've given you much to think about tonight. We're going to ask you for an assignment. To write down tonight all of your wonderful qualities, all of your best qualities, and then on another list, write down all of the things that you love. That you love doing, being, having, experiencing. You can remember it. It is short. That's just the only two assignments. One, to write down all of your best qualities. Make a list. We would say it's probably 25 or 50 or more. And all of the things that you love doing, being, having, experiencing. And bring it tomorrow. For you see, that is what we are amplifying. And as we amplify that, the roof will raise off of Shore Harbor in a safe way. No tornadoes. For you see, you are the ones we are waiting for. Be not afraid. We will hold you in love. And with that love, we wish to remind you that everything is inside you. And in case you didn't get it, we're going to play a song for you. We hope.
It's in every one of us to be wise. Find your heart, open up all your eyes.
Feel the cells
we
expanding.
Can all know everything without ever knowing why. And it's in
every, you know the words, you can see,
one of us. By and by, it's in every one of us.
It's an old song, a goodie but oldie. Touchy stuff.
Remembered. It's like I've been sleeping for years.
Remember,
I'm not awake as I can be, but my seeing's better. I can see through the tears.
Trust yourself.
I've been realizing that.
Trust your love.
I bought this ticket. Watching only half of the show, but there is scenery and lights in the cast of thousands. Oh no,
touch yourself.
What I know, and it's good that it's so.
Give yourself a big hug, huh?
It's in there. One of us to be wise. Find your heart, open up both your eyes. We can all know everything without ever knowing why. It's in every one of us. By and by, it's in every one of us.
Be the love that you are, always. Trust yourself. Trust your love. Trust your life. Bring your lunch tomorrow or sign up on the list. My vessel, Marilyn, saying, how did you know that? We are always with her. She's not always with us, but we are always with her. Understand that tonight will be fun with your assignments. Maybe some more tears will be shed. Maybe some laughter will bubble forth. Whatever arises, as our dear friend Matt says, love that. Yes. Whatever. You are the rising stars of the future. Trust that. Because we do. We bid you namaste.